We are up to, in our 3 minutes of Tehillim, Perek Ches, chapter 8. The theme of the Perek is a depiction of man's most lofty aspirations, his religious aspirations, Shi'ifa, love and fear of Hashem. And in fact, the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, quotes from this Perek to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and describe how a person is inspired by and awed by Hashem and then feels a sense of inadequacy and then wants to again become close to Hashem. So that just general depiction is expressed in this Perek. Lamnatzeach al hagitis mizmor leDavid. What this exactly means, this gitis, the Rav Hirsch has an interesting explanation, which we'll say in a second. And then the next, that's Pasuk Aleph. And the next Pasuk is, Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, Hashem, how majestic you are throughout all of the land, asher t'noho d'cha al ha'shamayim, you who have covered the heavens with your splendor. And then later on, the same phrase appears again in Pasuk Yud, Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. So where do we know these words from? Anyone? Kedusha. Kedusha during the Chagim. So, why do we have this in Kedusha during the Chagim? And interestingly enough, the Gra is recorded in Maaser Rav in Simin Reish Lamed Dalet as saying that this is the Shir Shel Yom for Simchas Torah, the culmination of all the Chagim. Simchas Torah. This is the Shir Shel Yom. So, why would that be? So, Rav Hirsch explains what does the word Gitis mean? It actually shares similar etymological root to a wine press. Some say it's a musical instrument, but he says it's symbolic of a wine press. And he writes as follows, it's an allegorical expression for the grievous catastrophes which God has visited upon the nations. This figure of speech indicates that what is meant is only apparent destruction. But in reality, the painful bruising pressure, right, that occurs during wine pressing does not destroy, but only brings out the fine and noble essence that was locked within the crushed grape. So it's not that we see negative things happening in the world to the nations of the world are not actually just bad things. And also, it's for ourselves, for the Jewish people, is it builds character. Just as the grape becomes crushed, and it ends up becoming more, he says, refined and this majestic type of wine, so too when we go through challenges, we go through difficult times in our lives, that brings us, hopefully, to a reality that we can experience a more refined and majestic life. And in general, when we go through difficult times, we can have two different perspectives. We could think, okay, Nebuch, you know, I'm living a bidyevid existence. This is not what I should be doing. I wish that things worked differently. Or we could say, you know what, there must be a reason why this is going on. There must be something that I can glean from here and something that Hashem wants me to experience. And perhaps when we get at the end of Yontif or in the middle of a Kedusha on Yontif, we get a taste of that experience of transcending. We've talked about this in the past. Transcending our physical limitations. We get a touch of Ruchnius, a spiritual, lofty experience. We can't always be there. We can't always experience it every single moment, but we get a taste of it that helps us to realize that redemption and freedom, as we're going to come to with Pesach, right? We have Cheres, we have this experience of freedom, doesn't come without putting in the work. It doesn't come without the effort, and sometimes the pain, sometimes the challenges. That's really what Geula is all about, and that's perhaps why in the culmination on Simchas Torah, where we have specifically gone through a whole period of the Chagim, we reached that people were Olah L'Regel. They went to the Beis HaMikdash for the Chagim. They reached that pinnacle, and they have to realize this does not just come on its own. It comes after hard work, comes after going through that wine press of life. May we be able to see our challenges, be able to face them, and be able to experience the refinement as does the wine. Experience even for those people who drink grape juice, but wine is also a good thing.